Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dennis Wirth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mike Griffin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Morrison moves to second. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph is called out on strikes. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Foley reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Squires hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Jackson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Randolph. Randolph fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Randolph. Foley scores. Pryor goes all the way around to score. Squires moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Squires scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Molinaro reaches second base with a double. Bannister moves to third. Ron Davis now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Molinaro scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 0-for-1 in the game. Worth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Molinaro. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Worth moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister juggles the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Worth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Soderholm moves to third. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Baines reaches second base with a double. Morrison goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lou Piniella. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Eric Soderholm. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gamble moves to third. One out. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Dennis Wirth. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 8-6. White Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dent strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.